hope that the selection committee values the eye test over Ohio State's Big Ten championship. They will look at Ohio State's resume, which would include a top four win plus another top 10 win against Penn State and another top 20 win against Michigan State.
College Football Playoff Selection Show, 11 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, noon Eastern on ESPN TV and the ESPN app. Gus Malzahn, rumored to be drawing interest from Arkansas, says he wants to remain Auburn's head coach. NBA, LeBron James, 34 points. Cavaliers beat the Grizzlies 116-111 for their 11th straight win. Memphis has lost 11 in a row. Mavericks 108, Clippers 82, 700th career win for coach Rick Carlisle. NFL, ESPN's Adam Schefter reporting, Buccaneers receiver DeSean Jackson expected to play today, as are Panthers running back Christian McCaffrey and Ravens running back Alex Collins. Titans receiver Rishard Matthews, a game-time decision. Cardinals running back Adrian Peterson, also a game-time decision. Packers running back Aaron Jones expected to play, but Jamal Williams likely will be the lead back.
Mike Golic here. Coming up on Monday, once the dust settles on championship weekend, we talk top four, plus reaction to a key week 13 in the NFL. Golic and Wingo Monday, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio Lex. Now, here's Dan Reifer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo!
Good morning, Daniel.
We're not in Cincinnati today.
No.
We're back in the studio.
But that was fun. I had a good... I enjoyed it. And I don't care for baseball that much. Mm-hmm. And I had a really good time. It was fun.
I mean, you even brought up the Minnesota Twins twice.
Yeah.
And you got away with it. It was okay. They were forgiving.
Well, they couldn't really do much. There was a bunch of people watching us.
Yeah.
And we were live on the air. So what were they really going to do? Let's see if I can top that by bringing up the Vikings at least three times today.
Yeah. Well, we have a busy show. Very busy show. As I just tweeted out, we begin at 9:15 with John Hale from the Courier-Journal to talk football because the college football playoff, bowl destinations are going to be decided and announced today.
Yep.
We expect UK to go to the Music City Bowl. We'll see what impact Ohio State beating Wisconsin had, if any. Does Ohio State get in there?
Well, definitely it knocks Wisconsin out.
Yes. But where people fall in the bowls, what does that look like? John Hale has been on it all week long as far as Kentucky's bowl game.
Yes.
So we'll talk that. And if we have time, we'll talk a little basketball as well. At 9:30, Boyle County's Chuck Smith. The head coach who has now won his sixth state title after Friday night's win in the Class 3A game over Corbin. And then at 9:45, KHSAA Commissioner Julian Tackett is going to join us. And one of the reasons he's going to be on is because in that 3A game, they set an attendance record. That many people had never seen a 3A state championship game before, ever. The 1A game was the best it had been since 2000. The 4A, all of them. All of them, I think.
And there weren't giant shocks as to like who those teams were that made it.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Right.
So
it was location.
So I think it shows that it was location.
Yeah. So there's one more game left, and we're going to talk to Julian Tackett, the commissioner of the KHSAA, about those games that have gone on so far. Five of them. And then at 10 o'clock, one of those guys who won one of those games with his team, Clay Clevenger of Danville, because it's title town. Boyle and Danville both come home with titles again. And then at 10:30, we're going to talk Reds again. And the reason we're going to do that is because Marty Brenneman is coming to Lexington this week and speaking here in town. And you can go. You can go listen to him. If you didn't hear our interview yesterday, we're going to put that out there.
Yeah.
I think we already did put it out there yesterday, but we put the whole show out. But we're going to just isolate that and just have the interview with Marty out here at some point this week, maybe today. But you got to listen to it because we made it all about his career. And so it's kind of a reflective interview. And he was phenomenal. He said some things I've never heard and never knew about him. It was very good. Very good. So all of that, Mary Jo, we could start with, because we're not going to have a ton of time to talk UK basketball.
Yeah.
But we should start actually with UK volleyball, because they almost got bounced in their own building.
I know. Down two sets, right?
Mm-hmm. And the regional is there.
Yeah.
So the first two rounds finish up, and then they've got the regional, the Sweet 16. Lexington is hosting that. That would have been bad news had they not been in it.
But they fought back and won the last three games over Western, so they advance.
Yeah,
but a good showing for Western, too. You know?
Yeah, but to get down 2-0 on your floor, whoo!
I know.
There had to be some nervous folks there. But yes, they came back and won, and so now UK moves on to the round of 16 and hosts. Kentucky hosts the next round. Who do they play? Do you remember? I forgot who it is. I've already seen the regional, and I forgot the regional. I don't have it in front of me right now.
I can look.
Sorry. Okay. UK basketball. I mean, that wasn't the best game, obviously.
They're going to face BYU.
BYU. That's right. And then Virginia's in there, maybe?
Oh, see, I closed it out already. Well, you don't need to know the rest. Just know that they take on BYU next.
Yes, in the round of 16. And then the UK basketball team, Harvard, that was...
You know, it's right in the middle of all these, you know, football games that I'm kind of trying to watch. And we were in Cincinnati till about 3, you know, we got back here around 3 o'clock.
Right.
So, and then I had to watch that Akron-Toledo game for... I don't know, the fourth quarter before the UK game came on.
Right.
So anyways, I kind of flipped back to the football game when they were up 20 and then see that they win by 9.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cal wasn't really happy again.
Right. Well, here is what John Calipari said following the game.
But it's got to be a team full of guys saying, tell us what we have to do to win. What's winning look like? And I told him after the game, I've done this 30 years. I'm not saying I'm a genius. I'm not saying I'm the best. I'm not saying that I can even do this. But I do know what winning looks like. And it doesn't look like what we're doing right now.
Know what love is.
You want to argue with me? I can't get us to where we need to go. And they're good. Look, I'm maybe sounding frustrated, but when you think about what I'm asking these kids to do, they should not be able to do this. They're all freshmen. They're all freshmen. We're in the top 10 defensive efficiency in the country, and I'm not pleased. What? Because I think we could even be better. I'm not pleased with our rebounding. We're a pretty good rebounding team. Well, why don't we try to be the best? You can't be the best with all freshmen. Cool out, man. You're old right now. Just relax. You're getting angry and nasty. You're too old to be doing this anymore.
Cool out, man.
Some of you are too old to be doing what you're doing, so don't smile at me.
He's always
It's almost like you just saw the way his brain works, right? Because mm-hmm. he feels one way, and then he's got to tell himself, okay, don't be this way. And you're seeing it like all unfold there at one time.
It just all comes out, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think... I don't know, Dan. You know, there's like a doesn't seem to be all this. Usually basketball season around here is so, I mean, it's just all consuming.
Mm-hmm.
And right. I just don't feel like we're there yet.
That doesn't seem to be the same kind of excitement and enthusiasm. Does it feel that way?
It does feel that way. And I will tell you, it's not, I don't think it's even because like Kentucky's about to play in a bowl game and we're, you know, that football ended on such a high that people are still into that.
It's definitely not because of that.
So, yeah. I mean, I just.
Maybe if Jared Vanderbilt were playing.
Yeah, and we'll, I think we'll get there, right? Yeah. It will get there. It's just not there right now. And I think, and Cal is explaining why.
Well, Nick Richards dunk early in the game, where he is rebounding it and gets it knocked back, and then he takes it and just decides, I'm a grown man. I'm slamming this home. And then he got so pumped that he had some choice words for the Harvard player, and he got teed up. But that kind of aggression, that kind of fight, that non-timid presence on the court, that's what you like to see.
Yeah, you want to kind of see that, because this every team I feel like under Cal has had some sort of identity.
Mm-hmm.
And this one just doesn't have that yet.
Right.
And I think that's what we're missing. You know, everyone wants to give everyone team a nickname and all that stuff. And there's just nothing that's separating this team yet. There's nothing that's definable with them.
One thing that could is if they played Nick Richards and Sasha Kalia Jones together, which they did a little bit of, because Sasha Kalia Jones went 4 of 4. Nick Richards went 3 of 5. So together they were 7 of 9 for 18 points and 9 rebounds. But Kentucky would have such an advantage inside if it was Nick and Sasha Kalia Jones. Well, you got to play Kevin Knox. He's got to be on the floor. I think you have to have Hamidou
Diallo.
Diallo has to be on the floor. So there's your four. At point guard, is it Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? He's the most disruptive defender on the perimeter. But he turns it over sometimes. He had 3 assists to 2 turnovers yesterday. Quad A Green is the best shooter, although he wasn't the best shooter yesterday. But is Quad A Green better at creating for the bigs, getting the ball in there for them?
And, you know, I think people are just kind of waiting for it to not be a 9-point win over Harvard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially when they got up 20.
Right.
And then they just, it's just not sustainable.
Right.
And that's all mentality.
And then, I mean, PJ Washington, he doesn't seem like he's one of the five, right? Seems to me like maybe he's 6th, 7th man, and Wynyan as well in that next wave. But I think the way Sasha Kalia Jones plays, the way Nick Richards plays, instead of one subbing for the other, Kentucky could really have an advantage with those two. But Calipari will have lots of time to figure that out. He's got a week to do it here. He's got another week to do it, and then another week to do it. Because next Kentucky plays on Saturday, and then not again until Saturday, and then I don't think again until Saturday, and then not again until a Friday, which is the Louisville game. So he's going to have plenty of time for these guys to figure it out and for him to figure it out. But, yes, he does sound frustrated, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He sounds, does. Yeah.
And he sounded that way all year.
They are 5 freshmen that he's starting. And
then there's a 6th that comes right off the bench. Yeah. So.
Yeah. 6th and 7th, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up, we're going to switch the talk to football. We've got John Hale coming up. We're going to talk UK's bowl game. But, of course, we're going to talk about the college football playoff and who gets in. I think you know who we think should get in. See what John Hale has to say next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Sports. You love it. We love it. Even my ex-wife loves it. Which is shocking because it shows her cold black heart is capable of loving something other than herself. ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You won't believe the looks we're gonna get ya. Extra cool, extra hot, so much better than what you got.
There seems to be a lot of smoke in the air about the best place for auto and truck accessories. Well, that's easy. Truck and Auto Extras. Who needs a gimmick when you have all the major brands, fair pricing, and unbeatable customer service? Some businesses boast about a big sale. Well, at Truck and Auto Extras, you get the best price on major brands every single day. Don't drive north, south, or west. Head east to 1098 East New Circle Road to Truck and Auto Extras.
Won't believe the looks we're gonna get ya. Extra cool, extra hot, so much better than what you got. Go from mild to wild, good to great, have the hottest ride on the interstate.
Our military service members volunteer to protect us in the most dangerous places around the world. They step up, And when they are severely ill or injured, returning to their families is only the beginning of their long road home. Beyond all the hospitals and doctors and surgeries they need just to survive, they also deserve whatever they need to truly live. All the in-home care and day-to-day help they need to live independently, on their own terms. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs were established to provide these brave men and women whatever they need to continue their fight for independence at no cost for life. So many of them need us, and it's time for a grateful nation to step up. Find out how you can do your part at findwwp.org.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Kentucky. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the Kentucky High School Athletic Directors Association.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So Ohio State wins the Big Ten Championship. Clemson
barely.
Wins.
Barely.
Clemson, that was the best game of the day, really.
Yeah.
Well, yep. I take of the big games, because UCF Memphis was kind of entertaining as well.
And Friday night, I would say that Stanford USC was a pretty decent game to watch. That was fun.
So USC wins the Pac-12. Ohio State wins the Big Ten. Oklahoma wins the Big 12. Clemson wins the ACC.
And Georgia.
Them dogs.
I feel like they were like, let's just get blown out by Auburn, right? So that Auburn feels really good about themselves, beats Alabama, so we don't have to play Alabama in the SEC championship game. And then we'll beat Auburn.
And then we'll beat... Well, the thing about Auburn's wins over Alabama and Georgia, it was Jordan Hare, and the atmosphere was electric. And on those days, they were just Superman. Mm-hmm. I think Georgia's been the better team all year. I just like the way Georgia's played. I think they're the better team. And so,
well, they were yesterday for sure.
They absolutely were. John Hale joins us now on the Dan and Mary Jo Show to talk a little football. John, what did you see yesterday that, or what's the evidence for the four in your mind that's out there in the college football playoff?
Yeah, I'm glad I don't have to make the decision. I know that much. I mean, I think the arguments are pretty clear for both sides. Alabama has one fewer loss than Ohio State. Maybe Ohio State has couple better wins than Alabama does. I think it mostly comes down to how you think that Alabama win over Florida State to open the season is. If you're in the camp that says, well, Florida State was going to be really good until they lost their quarterback, and that was the top five win at the time, then I think it's clear that Alabama's the pick. If you're in the camp that, well, Florida State turned out to be terrible, and it doesn't matter who their quarterback was, so that shouldn't count as a quality win, then maybe you go Ohio State, and especially considering Alabama didn't win their conference title game and lost to the team that lost to the conference champion. So I think you can go either way. I kind of wish they just put Central Florida in it and call it a day, but I know that's not realistic.
Yeah.
Central Florida probably get whipped by Clemson in that game, but I just say go somewhere else. But if I had to pick, my guess is it's Alabama, and people get upset, but who knows?
Well, I think, you know, Urban Meyer tried to make his case last night for his team to get in, and every reason he gave was why Penn State should have gotten in over them last year.
Yeah.
And so, it's always a different committee, and there's different, you know, every year's a different team. But, you know, if we're going to go with conference champions, then why wasn't Penn State in there last year? Penn State had beaten Ohio State last year, and they didn't get in. And the reason why Penn State didn't get in is people couldn't get past a blowout loss to Michigan.
Right.
And they got blown out by Iowa.
Nick Saban made sure to let everyone know about that last night. He was on Scott Van Pelt on ESPN, and he said, if we had lost by 30 points to someone, you wouldn't even be talking to me right now. which possibly true, because they look at Alabama like, well, you didn't beat anybody any good. So your one loss, yeah, it came to Auburn on the road, but Ohio State has better wins.
Listen, I see Mississippi State as a good team when Alabama beat them, and albeit that was a close game. You know, LSU isn't a bad team. I just don't know how you can fault Alabama for Florida State not being. I mean, they scheduled games to have a strong schedule, and some things just didn't pan out with those teams. I don't think you can fault Alabama for that.
Yeah, and technically, I think Fresno State's a ranked win. We'll see if it's still a ranked win when the playoff come out today. But yeah, I'd pick Alabama for those reasons. I do like, you know, a little bit of variance, but in the lack of a clearly better option, I'm okay with putting two teams from the same conference in, even if one of them wasn't in the conference title game. And I think the eye test, too, most people look at it and think that Alabama's one of the four best teams in the country. And if the resume is this close, then if nothing else, that should be the tiebreaker. And you just put Nick Saban and his team in there and see what happens.
So those obviously aren't the only games being set today, and we'll know where everyone's playing in their bowls by the end of today. And you would expect that Kentucky will be going to Nashville.
Yeah, I would be shocked if it was anything else at this point. I talked to Scott Ramsey, who was the Music City Bowl president, late last night after the SEC title game was over, and kind of in the middle of the Big Ten title game. And he's not allowed to say, and it's not 100% official because they can't even make their pick until the playoff rankings come out and they find out who's in the playoff and who's in the New Year's Six Bowl. And then who the Citrus Bowl takes from the SEC. But there's really absolutely no reason at this point to not think that it's going to be Kentucky, because assuming that Georgia, Alabama, and Auburn all make the New Year's Six Bowls, which they should, the SEC's not even going to have enough teams to fill all the pool of six bowls, the Music City, the Tax Slayer, the Outback, Liberty, Texas, and Belk Bowl. They're only going to have five teams for that group, so somebody's going to be left out. And so it becomes, there's not a lot of competition for each of those spots. It's pretty easy to look at which games and see who makes the most sense. And Kentucky, far and away, makes the most sense for Nashville there geographically, with a matchup. If they were to play Iowa, obviously that would be attractive because that's Mark Stoops' alma mater. If they were to play Purdue, there would be some intrigue there with Jeff Brom, Louisville, and Elijah Sindelar as the quarterback. So they could get a good matchup and the travel. I think the only concern for that matchup is the fact that it's the same day as the Louisville basketball game.
Yeah,
but the times are far enough away that whoever doesn't have a ticket at Rupp could go to Nashville, could watch the game downtown with a bunch of other Kentucky fans, and they could still get the football game. So I think that would be a kind of fun atmosphere overall, too.
I mean, I think that'd be a blast.
Well, it would be the second best atmosphere next to being at the game, being at the actual basketball game. The reason people go to sports bars is to watch it with other like-minded fans, and Nashville would be one huge sports bar for that game.
Yeah, and they don't. And when I talked to Scott last night, they don't have the details finalized because they aren't even official that Kentucky's going there yet.
Right.
But there's already been discussions with Mitch Barnhart and the athletic department that if it does work out that way, like everybody expects, how they're going to deal with that and what kind of viewing party they're going to set up downtown near the stadium. In terms of being able to watch the basketball game and get over there. So those conversations have already happened, and I would expect pretty soon, probably this week sometimes, we would learn a lot more about what that would look like, and plenty of time for fans who don't have a ticket or up to decide if they want to go to Nashville. It's the holiday, obviously. There's a bunch of stuff going on down there. If you want to stay through New Year's Eve, I think the Predators are in town the Saturday after the game. The Titans are in town the Sunday after the game.
Oh, wow.
So there's a whole lot of reasons to go down there and travel to Nashville. And I think they'd get a pretty good crowd, even though the team obviously has not played very well the last 2 weeks to get people excited about the bowl game.
That's right. What I was going to ask you is, if it were anywhere else but Nashville, what kind of crowd would you expect? Yeah. I mean, that's where the best crowd is going to be.
Thank goodness it's not Birmingham.
Yeah, and I think that's the reason, because the SEC actually assigns the teams in that pool. And they work with the bowls and they work with the teams to figure out their preferences. But at the end of the day, the league has the final say, and they're going to try and make the best matchup for each game and the best crowd for each game. And that, as much as anything else, they're looking at Kentucky and saying, well, maybe if we send them to Memphis, the Liberty Bowl, they might get a few fans. But otherwise, I mean, there's nowhere that they could be confident that Kentucky fans would travel at this point, considering the way the season ended.
Yeah.
So just making that, if nothing else, at every other game, they would probably get a bigger crowd with another team other than Kentucky there. And Nashville's probably the only game where the Kentucky fans, if not would exceed the other SEC teams, would at least match whoever they could send there.
Yeah, because it's more than just the game. So if it was just the product of football played by UK, then that's where, you know, they would have had to, you know, finish stronger. But when it's Nashville, it's more than just football. And that's, I think that's the big draw. Now, what is going to be the determining factors in either Iowa or Purdue? Or is Northwestern even in the mix?
Yeah. So I guess a lot of it depends on what happens in the playoff. So, I mean, if Ohio State's in the playoff and then Wisconsin, you would assume, would still be in the New Year's Six Bowl. I think whoever the Citrus Bowl picks has something to do. Whoever the Orange Bowl pick affects the Citrus Bowl's pick against the SEC. And so there's a trickle-down effect there of who exactly is. And then the Big Ten has a similar setup. It's not exactly like the pool the SEC does. I think there's still a pecking order in their bowls after those, but they do have clauses in their contract where a team can only go to the bowl in that next group once every 6 years. They actually have it built to where there's a lot more variance in those bowl games, so it changes things a little bit more. And so on the Big Ten side, there's just way more confusion about who's going to be there. And Scott said basically the three teams they're zeroed in on are Northwestern, Iowa, and Purdue, and they think two of those three are going to be available. They're just not sure which two yet. I know that there were stories this week that Iowa had accidentally put tickets on sale to the Music City Bowl, so you would think maybe they're the favorites there, but I don't know how much to read in that until we find out what happens today in the playoff. My guess, if I had to pick, is Iowa would be first and Purdue second. I would think Northwestern would be the least likely of those three.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I do not want to play Purdue.
I don't want to see Northwestern.
Well, I'm not even talking about winning. Like, I just think... If we...
Like Ole Miss?
Well, if we go and we lose to Iowa or Northwestern, it stinks. But I feel like there's such this groundswell for Jeff Brohm to be the next hot coach, and people are, you know, last year's 7-5 feels a whole lot different than this year's 7-5. And if Jeff Brohm were to beat Mark Stoops, I think
after 1 year at a Purdue program that was on, you know, in the garbage,
I think people would be clamoring for Jeff Brohm to be here. Yeah, is that taking too big of a leap?
No, I think that's 100% fair. I mean, he was the offensive coordinator at Western Kentucky that very first game in the Stoops era when they lost in Nashville to Western. So, I mean, and the fact that we talk so much about what Kentucky's going to do with their quarterbacks this year in terms of that replacing Steven Johnson and whether Drew Barker's healthy enough to play or whatever. Well, Purdue's quarterback, Elijah Sindelar, is a guy from Caldwell County who Kentucky really wanted as a recruit, and he went to Purdue instead. And so that whole element would add to it more. You could look at it and be like, well, that guy could be on our team if things were differently.
He was our state's Mr. Football. I mean,
yeah, I think that would be another strike against Mark and his staff if they were to lose that game. So I think there's definitely way more to lose against Purdue than there is to win.
Yeah.
Beating that team would be good for the program, but the risk there, and you would think Purdue would probably be a pretty heavy favorite considering what kind of offense they run against Kentucky's defense. So I absolutely think there's a lot to lose for Kentucky in that matchup.
Yeah, I don't want Purdue.
That's a good point, no doubt about it. And I feel like the climate the way it is right now, if Jeff Brohm were to bring Purdue in and win that game and win it handily.
Yeah.
Yes, there would be a lot of uprising.
I think so.
Because there's already people out there that are saying, yeah, I don't think Mark Stoops is a good coach. They already say that.
There are.
Yeah, I think the only coach that Mark losing to would be a worse thing for him right now is if they somehow played Troy and Neil Brown. And obviously that's not going to happen.
I was actually just going to ask you, John, to like step back from what we've been talking about and just tell me why you think Neil Brown is not one of these candidates for all these jobs.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, I guess the job he was most connected with was Ole Miss, and then now, knowing what we know now about the sanctions, it would make sense why he probably didn't want that job if he had any indication that was coming. Mississippi State, though, was the one I thought, surely he's going to get an interview, surely he's going to be on the list. And as soon as that opened, he wasn't really even mentioned. I mean, there's even the Kentucky connection there with John Cohen being their AD, and obviously they weren't at UK at the same times, but I'm sure Cohen could make a call to Mitch Barnhart or whoever else and learn some things about it. Maybe Neil's just, you know, playing it slow and realizes he's in a good spot right now. He's won 10 games after yesterday. He's you know, hot name, beat LSU, and he knows he can be a little bit picky with what happens next, and he's not just going to take any Power 5 job.
But I think there's good Power 5 jobs open. I don't think there's just any.
I mean, the longer Tennessee is open, I would think you've got to look there, too, eventually, but surely they're going to end up zeroing in on T. Martin or somebody who has a connection to the program. It's really surprising to me. I think for Kentucky fans, they're probably fine with it because if Mark Stoops leaves, you know, 5 years, 10 years, whatever it is, for whatever reason, I think Neil's the obvious choice here. And if he's at another program and develops a winner somewhere else in the SEC, that becomes far less likely. But he's going to get a good job here eventually. And I'm really surprised he hasn't gotten more mentioned than he has this year.
John, great stuff as always. Thank you so much. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, anytime. Thanks.
Thank you, John.
All right, John Hale, the Courier-Journal, here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. We're already late to our next interview. Chuck Smith of Boyle County. Who are you with?
Rebels!
We'll get to him next on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
You've seen how recent hurricanes have devastated whole communities, flooding and destroying homes. Join Habitat for Humanity as we work with families to repair and rebuild. You can help someone desperately in need of a place to call home. We will rebuild, but only with your help. Visit Habitat.org to support Habitat's work.
We all play a role in keeping our community safe.
Every day, we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our every day.
Some are good,
others not so much.
But that's life.
It's when something doesn't seem quite right
that it's time to pay attention.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Under new local ownership, Lina's Irish Bar and Grill is the home of soccer in Lexington. We are open from 7 a.m. on Saturdays and Sundays for live EPL coverage. Serving fresh, delicious food with over 20 craft beers on tap, we have the best atmosphere in town. We also have live music on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturday nights. We are located at 384 Woodland Avenue, so drop in, have a beer, and cheer on your favorite team. Lina's, the home of soccer in Lexington.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
Attention potential employees. Don't forget to bring your jock and high tops to the interview. Appearances count. ESPN Sports Radio 1300. This is the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, you know, Mary Jo, we were at Reds Fest. It was all Reds for three straight hours yesterday, so we really didn't get a chance to talk about high school football and the state championships this weekend at UK's Kroger Field. Two games Friday, three games yesterday. There's one more today at 2 o'clock. It's Trinity and St. X. And well represented this year was Titletown, Boyle County and Danville.
Oh, yes.
And Boyle County Friday night against Corbin. Won the state championship, 40-21. Its eighth state title. Boyle scored on its first possession, then got a pick six and scored on its next possession after that. and got out to a 21-7 first quarter lead. Corbin cut it to 21-14 in the second quarter, but the Rebs scored again before half to lead 27-14. Now, Corbin got within 33-21 in the third quarter and drove to the Boyle 9-yard line with a chance to cut it to 33-28, but failed to convert on fourth down. Boyle County's Reese Smith, 5 catches, 120 yards, 3 touchdowns. He had 2 interceptions, including that pick six, 40-yard pick six.
And Dan, he's a sophomore.
He sure is. And Boyle County's Reed Lanter, the quarterback, 16 of 24 for 223 yards and 5 touchdowns. I believe he was named the MVP of the game. They missed Reese Smith. They weren't watching when Reese Smith did all the stuff he did. But anyway, Boyle outgained Corbin 460 to 206. And Boyle also converted 7 of 12 third downs and held Corbin to 2 of 10 on third down and 1 of 3 on fourth down. Boyle's Cleet Hellier had 3 tackles for a loss. If there is ever a kid who just embodies Boyle County, it's Cleet Hellier. Am I right?
Yeah.
I mean, Cleet Hellier has to play at Boyle County. There's nowhere else
nowhere
to play. So head coach Chuck Smith improves to 6-1 in the state championship. He won 5 in a row at Boyle from 99 to 2003. He lost his previous state championship game appearance. That was in 2004. So that's the only loss on his record.
And that's when he was like, forget it, I'm leaving.
And then get this. A crowd of 11,234 set a new record for the 3A championship game, surpassing the previous mark of 10,057 set in 2003 for the Boyle Highlands game in Old Cardinal Stadium, which was Chuck Smith's last state title before Friday night. And we welcome the head coach of the Rebels to the Dan and Mary Jo Show right now. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning.
Yeah, it is.
Appreciate y'all having me on.
It is a good morning for you. Talk about just the feeling of being back and winning it again.
It was a great feeling. It really was. I mean, especially since the last time I was there, we lost. So, I mean, it gave me a chance to come back and win one again. We had a really, really good group of seniors this year. I mean, they were awesome. Of all the years that, you know, we have ever won it, the common denominator has always been we've had great leadership, and that was so true this year with the senior class that we had.
You also have a bunch of really, really good young guys, though, which would lead me to believe this is not the last trip you'll be making to the state finals.
No, Merjo, we do. We got a great sophomore class. They're very athletic. They got a lot of talent. You know, we do lose a lot of linemen out of this class, but we got some guys coming back that we think, you know, can play a little bit too in the line position. So we've got a really good sophomore class, a really good eighth grade class coming over too. So, you know, we got some players coming.
Well, you mentioned the seniors, and that's your first group since you came back, right? You took the job again in 2014, so those guys would have been freshmen when you came in, and so really you've had to kind of build it the way you wanted to build it before. Am I right? I mean, you didn't just come in and they were already the way you wanted them to be. You had to kind of change them, and it happened over that course of time, right?
Yes, Dan, you're right. I mean, I just. When I came back, the program was still in great shape, but they didn't share my philosophy and my vision with. It has taken a few years to get, you know, everybody to going in the same direction. And this class that are seniors, they've listened to the same stories for 4 years, and I think they finally got it this year, and they were awesome. I mean, they were really some of the best leadership that we've ever had at Boyle County.
Talk about how you thought it went playing at Kroger Field. Obviously, set a 3A attendance record. Just kind of talk about that experience.
And you played on that field.
Yeah.
Yes. And I thought it was a great venue. I thought it was a great place to have the state championship games. I obviously on the field it was awesome with the crowd and the way they the Kentucky High School Athletic Association did a great job. You know, they blocked off the top. You know, they just put the fans in one area, and it really looked like a lot of people was there. And, you know, and sometimes you worry about that in a big stadium, that it looks empty, but it wasn't that way at all. It was just a great atmosphere for a high school football game. I got to go back yesterday and watch a couple of the other games, and I watched, you know, from the stands, and it was, it was a great view from there, too. I think just the perfect place to have it.
Yeah, and I'm going to sound like a Kentucky homer when I say this, but it reminds me of, you know, Rupp Arena. Not that Kentucky football is one of the greatest programs in the country, but Rupp Arena, those kids that play in the Sweet 16, you know, it's a dream to be playing on that court.
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine for the kids that grow up, you know, an hour away in Boyle County that follow Kentucky football, that it's a bit of a dream to play there, more so than nothing against Western, but more so than, let's say, Western Kentucky. Do you get that feeling from your kids?
I do. I did. I think that, I think really it is the state school and everybody, you know, outside of Louisville, really and truly, you know, that's where you would, that's where you most of the time favor and most of the time follow and watch. I just thought it was just a great place to have it. I thought they did a really nice job of hosting. Grateful for the University of Kentucky to allow us to do that.
So this may be a million years away and a question you don't even want to answer, Coach, but is there ever a chance you will be an assistant under Brandon Smith?
Well, I'll tell you what, if I was ever going to work for somebody, it would be him, because I really, I know I'm biased, but I really think he's one of the best young coaches, in the state of Kentucky. You know, he's really sharp, to be honest.
Well,
so
if you don't know,
work for him? Yes. Yes, you would?
Oh, yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Do you think you'd have to interview?
Probably. He's got his own way about doing things, that's for sure.
Just to clue you folks in who may not know, Brandon Smith is Chuck's son, and he is the head coach at South Warren High School, and he's already won a state championship at a school that's, what, 5 years old, something like that? So,
yes, sir.
Not too shabby. Hey, I wanted to ask you about this. Is, the offense in all your state championships, you've always had playmakers, skilled guys, I mean, really good guys, to help this thing along. But also, defense has been one of those common threads throughout, and I felt like this was the first year you had a really strong defense since you had been back. Is this the strongest defense you have had since you returned to Boyle County?
No question about it, man. They were really good. We were really good at the skill positions. That's what we've been lacking the last few years, is we didn't have enough skill guys. And this year, you know, and again, it's coming primarily, you know, from the sophomore class, though we had, you know, some really good older, like Nick Walker was a great skill guy for us, and he was a senior. But we were able to cover people and then put enough people in the box, which allowed us to put enough people in the box to be able to stop people from running the football. So I thought it was, definitely our best defensive unit, since I've been back to Boyle County.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about Danville winning it too, and Titletown being fully back.
Oh, this area, this community, Boyle County, you know, Danville, Boyle County, they love football. I mean, absolutely love football, and they support it so well. I mean, just look at we broke the attendance record, but we broke our own attendance record. back in 2000. So I mean, they just love football, and it's supported so well. And Danville does a great job with their program, and we do such a great job with our program. You know, our administration here at Boyle County is, Mike LaFavors is our superintendent and Mark Wade is our principal, and they really get the fact that, you know, athletics, you know, plays hand in hand with academics, and you can't really do it without that kind of, vision from your administration. And so we're very fortunate to have an administration to support, you know, our football program. And I know Danville has the same. So it does make a difference.
Hey, well, thank you so much. Sorry that Mary Jo brought up Danville at the end. I mean, sorry about this. This is Chuck Smith's time.
I know, Chuck.
Yes, he does.
But listen, really appreciate it. Congratulations on a great season and getting back there. I know when I saw the post-game interviews that Brian had for us on TV, I could just tell that was one of those excitements and that kind of feeling that that you hadn't had in, you know, quite some time, 10 years or more. And I could tell you it was genuine. So it was a good thing to see. Happy for you.
Well, I appreciate it, and it was. It was just so excited for the kids. I just wanted them to win the state championship because they had worked so hard, you know, and that's the payday at the end of the day. And I never get bored with it. I know that.
Yeah.
No, you can keep doing that over and over again, and it appears you probably will.
Hey,
thanks
again.
Coach Smith.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Thank you all very much. Yeah, thank you all.
Coach Chuck Smith there. Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to bring up Danville, but listen.
Their time's coming. We're talking to Clay Clevenger at 10 o'clock.
But is this crit not crit combined?
Yeah.
They are 29-1, and that only loss is when the two of them played each other.
Right. It is crazy. And Chuck actually credits that loss for, like, propelling the team toward the state championship.
That's
like,
insane. That's why people love football, because, gosh, who doesn't love a winner?
Yeah.
And they're both winners.
Let me tell you something. I had, way back when I had this half-hour high school show on Fox, I actually got Chuck Smith and Sam Harp, then the coach at Danville, to agree to come on the show and do an interview together. So it's like me in a chair, Sam Harp on one side, and Chuck Smith on the other side. And they were heated rivals at that time. I mean, they're still heated rivals, but it wasn't like I didn't think it was going to happen. And then it did. And I tell you what, it didn't happen again.
Yes. So every Thanksgiving week, because they'd be practicing, because they were always still in it, both Boyle and Danville. So I'd always go there to do a story Thanksgiving week. But then, of course, the week of the game, you want to try to do something different, right? Mm-hmm. And so I went one year and did a story with Mrs. Harp and Mrs. Smith.
Oh,
with the wives and how were their husbands that week and was it different and all that stuff. And that was interesting. I did a pizza eating contest against the Boyle County offensive line.
I think I remember
way
that
way back in the day. It was like Brody Overstreet. Yes. Remember, he went to Wake Forest.
Right.
I mean, Charlie Cox, who's now at Mercer County.
Uh-huh.
So there was, I love Boyle County.
Yeah.
I love Boyle County.
And Danville.
In Danville. But I love Boyle County.
All right, we're already late to our next interview.
Sorry.
Julian Tackett, the commissioner of the KHSAA, is next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Attention warehouse personnel. McLean Company is hiring for full-time third shift forklift operator and warehouse selectors for their grocery distribution center in Nicholasville, Kentucky. McLean warehouse teammates have energy, enthusiasm, and a passion to problem solve. And they're looking for more of it. McLean offers great starting pay, an industry-leading 401k with company match, and generous benefits. If you desire steady full-time work with a competitive hourly rate, then visit McLean. McLeanCumberlandJobs.com. To learn more, that's McLeanCumberlandJobs.com. McLean Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, I'm Leanne Lancaster Brooks, and for 52 years, our company, Bluegrass Auto Body, has helped make damaged cars and trucks look brand new. This holiday season, I want to help our wonderful Lexington firefighters help children celebrate with new cars and trucks. Please bring an unwrapped toy, car, or truck to either one of our locations, 309 Russia Way or 1040 West High Street, and help our firefighters fill the fire truck. From all of us at Bluegrass Auto Body, thank you and have a blessed holiday.
Lina's Irish Bar and Grill is under new local ownership and is now open for lunch. Serving locally sourced, delicious Kentucky food, we butcher, cure, and smoke our pastrami in-house, and our world-famous O'Round Burger will have you licking your lips and coming back for more. If it's a beer you want, there's over 20 craft beers on tap and drink specials throughout the week. Check out our Facebook page for our weekly live music schedule. And here at Lina's, we are the home of soccer in Lexington. Our unique atmosphere is the best in town and the only spot to cheer on the Cats. Lina's Irish Bar and Grill, located just off of UK's campus at 384 Woodland Avenue, locally owned, Kentucky proud.
Whether it's a natural disaster devastating thousands or a home fire affecting a family, the American Red Cross is there. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Kentucky Region Red Cross. Help us as we celebrate 100 years in Kentucky. Contact your local Red Cross today.
20 illegal online pharmacies appear each day, but you can find safe and legitimate pharmacies online by looking for .pharmacy in a web address. Learn more at safe.pharmacy. A public service from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
You don't have to wear a cup to work here, but trust me, it's a good idea. ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLXG Lexington. This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, it's high school football state championship weekend. You had two games Friday, three games Saturday, and one on Sunday. That is today at 2 o'clock. It is Trinity and St. X. By the way, Trinity and St. X have met, I think 84 previous times, or this is the 84th meeting. It's the sixth time the two have met in the state championship game, and Trinity has a 3-2 advantage in those state title meetings. It is the 84th all-time meeting between the two schools. The Shamrocks lead the series 44-37. Trinity won the regular season meeting over St. X 28-0. And then, of course, Trinity has a state record, 24 state championships. That's today's game. We're going to talk about them all with the commissioner of the KHSAA, Julian Tackett, joining us now here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show. Good morning, Julian.
Good morning, Dan. How are you all? You all doing well?
We're doing great. I think to say that this has been anything short of a success at this point would, you know, be lying. You've got to be very pleased with how things have gone so far.
You can say it just that way. So far, things have gone very well. You never take anything for granted until the last one's played, but it has gone very well so far.
Yeah, everything has been...
I mean, from the weather
to
the matchups, like everything.
Well, it is funny because everybody I've run into on the field is taking credit for the weather. So,
as the commissioner, you get to do that officially.
Well, I will say this: it doesn't matter what outdoor championship we're running. When the weather's nice, that's good.
Yeah,
that's very good. That helps everybody's mood and helps people come out. We did. We're blessed with some pretty good matchups, that's for sure. And the support for these kids is phenomenal this weekend.
Yeah, when you see those numbers, those attendance numbers, because the 3A is a new state record. I don't know if there were any other records, but the attendance overall has to be very, very pleasing to you.
Well, I mean, you want to showcase these kids at an optimal site with the most people there, so it's the best experience. And certainly the record crowd in 3A and last night a record crowd in 5A is something that these kids will always remember because of the atmosphere.
Now, can you kind of explain to our listeners who don't maybe know why it's being played over 3 days?
Yeah, who don't read the Lexington Herald leaders, Josh Moore, also.
yeah, I went in depth with Josh about it the other day. But you've got to give enough time between the games to do the locker room exchanges, et cetera.
Yeah.
You also have half of our state on central time. So, you know, playing early in the morning is not optimal for people, so you can only play so many games on certain days. At the same time, the University of Kentucky's the Commonwealth Stadium or Kroger Field parking is also shared by the medical center.
Yeah.
And there's only so early you can start play on Friday. So you try to give each game its own single look. And the third thing that came into play this time, those that are not from Lexington may not understand what I say when I talk about reversible lanes on Nicholsville Road.
Right.
Obviously, trying to have an event at 4:30 or 5 o'clock on Friday with that traffic change would have been different for some of our out-of-town guests
right.
to handle. And it just, all in all, as we planned for this for the last several months, it just became apparent we did not need to play more than two games on Friday. We've not had too much pushback. Matter of fact, had great success with Sunday afternoon, as long as we give people time to take care of their morning obligations. And so the schedule just kind of evolved from there.
There are a lot of organizations that don't do a good job of thinking ahead and planning for things like that. I'm glad that you guys do, because as you've driven Nicholasville Road, how many times have you said, hey, person from, I'll use my county, Whitley County,
yeah,
get off the road,
yeah.
Because
yeah,
they're new to the Nicholasville Road experience. But yes, and this app, this location, this particular location, I know that there are a lot of people from around the state that probably say, too much is in Lexington. There are too many state championships in Lexington. But it is Central Kentucky, kind of like Atlanta is the center of the Southeast. Lexington's the center of the state, and it just seems like it makes sense travel-wise for all these schools, for most of them, I guess, unless you're from far western Kentucky, like Mayfield.
You know, even Mayfield's turnout yesterday was tremendous, and it is a long way. It's 4+ hours. You know, it's a little under 4 if you drive like I do. It's a little over 4 if you drive like most people should. That is still a haul, and those people came up, a lot of them the night before, enjoyed the experience. You know, it just doesn't make a lot of sense to not look at the population areas when you're trying to have a special event,
yeah,
and generate the most attendance. One of the things that we are so different than the rest of the country is that all the revenue, all the expenses, everything up until the state tournament, the schools get to keep. So we have to focus on what will maximize opportunities at the state to keep business going, to
yeah,
keep a year-round services. So, you know, it is hard. I certainly understand the people from different parts of the state that don't like everything here. But I also know from living around here, people drive in. This is a spot people will drive to, not through.
Yeah.
And that just makes sense when you're planning an event.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know as well as anybody, you're never going to please 100% of the people, no matter where you had it. So it being more of a destination city, like you said, with things to do at night and shopping and all that, you know, it makes it a little bit more fun.
Well, and you know, we whether we like it or not, the majority of our state's population is in the Eastern time zone. We've got to try to think about those people that travel a distance, work out the best logistics. But Mary Jo, like you say, it's a constant just looking ahead, and you can't do this a week out when you find out who's in it. You've got to be doing this. You know, we're working on the basketball tournament right now. We'll work on football starting in about March. So, you know, it's we just try to look ahead and see what's the best. The fan experience this year, I'm sure there are people that will complain. It doesn't. There is not, especially in the days of push a button and say what you want to.
Right.
Nobody's going to be perfectly happy, and that's okay.
Yeah. Hey, well, congratulations on how it's gone so far. It's been great, and we appreciate you cutting a little time out of your busy schedule this weekend to talk to us.
Thank you, Julian. Well, enjoy the last game.
All right, and thanks for all y'all do. Take care.
Well, thank you. All right, Julian Tackett there, the commissioner of the KHSAA here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Next, we're going to talk to Clay Clevenger. I hope he actually told me if he's awake, he'll answer and talk to us. So if he's not, we won't have him. So hopefully we talk to Clay Clevenger, the head coach at Danville, next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
There is a place right here in Kentucky where a total stranger will give you food and shelter when disaster strikes. There is a place where you can support your community by donating blood, volunteering, or making a contribution. That place is the American Red Cross. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Red Cross Kentucky Region. Help us celebrate our 100th anniversary by becoming involved today. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS to find a Red Cross near you.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Is it a work vehicle? Is it a recreational vehicle? Is it something else entirely? Who knows? It doesn't have a label. What it does have is a class-leading suspension system. King Shocks, 100 horsepower and 2,000 pounds of towing capacity. Built to outmuscle anything in its path, defying all labels and expectations. Come see what's wreaking havoc at MLS Power Sports. 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown. Get to MLS Power Sports today. Who says you can't ride victoriously while creating a little havoc?
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLXG Lexington. And LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
Go Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. With convincing wins in their respective conference title games, ACC champion Clemson, Big 12 champ Oklahoma, and SEC champion Georgia, near locks to make the college football playoff when the final rankings are released today. 538 gives each at least a 98% chance of playing in those New Year's Day semifinals. Then for the fourth spot, it likely comes down to Alabama and Ohio State. With the Buckeyes' win in the Big Ten title game over previously undefeated Wisconsin, OSU should get in, believes ESPN's Joey Galloway.
They now have two wins against top 10 teams with Penn State and Wisconsin at this point in the top 10 and Michigan State in top 15. Alabama can't say the same thing with LSU and Mississippi State being their only top 25 wins. Because Fresno State lost, they will no longer be top 25. So resume-wise, Ohio State looks better.
College football playoff selection show in an hour on ESPN Radio, noon Eastern on ESPN TV. NFL, ESPN's Chris Mortensen and Adam Schefter reporting the Giants may fire coach Ben McAdoo by tomorrow. Injury news, Buccaneers receiver DeSean Jackson, Panthers running back Christian McCaffrey, and Ravens running back Alex Collins all expected to play today. Green Bay running back Aaron Jones expected to play, but Jamal Williams is likely the lead back. Cardinals running back Adrian Peterson, game time decision, but the team pessimistic about him actually playing. Titans receiver Rishard Matthews, a game time decision. The Packers are targeting Week 15 at Carolina for the return of quarterback Aaron Rodgers. This contingent, though, on Green Bay being in playoff contention and Rodgers receiving medical clearance.
Mike Golic here. Coming up on Monday, once the dust settles on championship weekend, we talk top four, plus reaction to a key Week 13 in the NFL. Golic and Wingo Monday, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
I am sick up and fed watching my friends and relatives dying of cancer. It's pure evil, folks, and we all know that feeling very well. Then along comes a product that has been proven to be at least 95% safer than that smoking gun you're putting in your mouth a couple of hundred times a day, and people are too scared to try it? Or maybe they have tried it and gave it a half a shot and went back to setting tobacco on fire again? I don't get it. I've been there, done that. I'm a 37-year veteran smoker myself, and I cannot comprehend ever smoking again. Please, I'm begging you, stop in the Magic Vapor Shop, try it before you buy it, and you can leave here smoke-free for the rest of your life. We've done this tens of thousands of times, folks, and have shown people a way away from tobacco forever. Magic Vapor Shops are located in London, Corbin, Somerset, Nicholasville, Georgetown, and Winchester, or you can go online anytime at www.magicvaporshop.com.
We're trying to keep our cars longer. Go to Bluegrass Auto Body for quality repairs and timely service at a reasonable price. They work on all makes and models, and they've been in the business for over 51 years. Bluegrass Auto Body gives you a lifetime warranty on your repairs. Two locations, the original on West High Street and Bluegrass Auto Body South at 309 Ruscio Way. See how good they are at bluegrassautobody.com. When someone runs into you, run into Bluegrass Auto Body.
Looking for healthy, homemade food in a humble, hospitable environment? Look no further than Skewers in Lexington. Delicious, authentic Mediterranean menu items including salads, soups, falafels, kebabs, baba ganoush, baklava, and many more. We also feature combo trays of locally purchased meats and produce, and we cater party orders. Visit us at 130 West Tiverton Way or order online at www.skewerslexington.com or by phone and have any of our delicious food delivered straight to you. Skewers, the only authentic Mediterranean food in this area.
Dad never fails. Every Christmas, you put tons of thought into getting him the perfect gift. You give it to him and get that smile. You know the one, like he's a kid who didn't get his puppy from Santa.
Brenda Satterwhite of Linex of Kentucky.
Ladies, guys are like kids. Trust me. I've been married to one for 41 years and raised three more. There's one thing I've learned from all that testosterone. If he has a truck, buy him a Linex of Kentucky gift card in any amount you want. Then, wrap it up in a pine tree air freshener and place it in a box. Christmas morning, when you give it to him, he'll say,
"Is it a puppy?"
You'll say,
"Actually, it's a gift card that lets you choose from 155,681 different truck accessories at Linex."
Then get ready for that other smile. Pure happiness. Linex of Kentucky, just south of Lexington at 119 Howard behind Toyota's big used car store. And remember, unlike that puppy, a gift from Linex of Kentucky won't pee on your carpet.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Give us a call at 381-1313 or tweet us at ESPN Radio Lex. Now here's Dan Reifer and Mary Jo Perino.
Brad, I don't, what are you doing, man? We're playing the Grateful Dead on a Sunday morning with drugs involved. We're about to talk high school football. Do you have any Black Sabbath? All right, sometimes I wonder. Well, now on with us, we have head coach Clay Clevenger of Danville Admirals. The ads won yesterday over Mayfield to win another state championship. And Titletown takes home two this weekend. Clay is on with us now. Good morning and congratulations.
Thank you. It's a good thing I'm at church, it sounds like.
So you are awake. We have you on the phone because you're up. So you yep. Have you been able to sleep?
A little bit. when you got a 6 and a 4 year old, it doesn't really matter what time you go to bed. They're going to be up about 7 o'clock in the morning, ready to go. So
that's right.
It was a good afternoon, and obviously a lot of fun at the game and after the game as well.
Well, it started out, Demarie Van Cleve had a touchdown pass from Zach Thornton, and then Mayfield kind of comes back with a safety and then gets a touchdown pass to take the lead, 8-7. Van Cleve again, 67-yard run. You guys are back out 14-8. And then there was the controversial thing right there at the end of the half with about 8 seconds left. Jaleel Warren goes over the defensive back, and he's got his hands on the ball, and it appears to be a catch, but then when they roll over, Mayfield's defensive back has the ball. What did you see on that?
Pretty much like you said.
I mean,
we go up and Jaleel gets the ball and comes down with his foot inbound. And then when they go down to the ground and roll over, you know, it kind of pops the ball free. But, you know, by rule, it's a catch. It's a touchdown catch. You know, once you establish possession and get your foot down, at that point it becomes the play's over, and so it doesn't really matter what happens there. And it really, you know, you watch it on film, I've seen it on steel shot too. It was really a good piece of officiating, and obviously it benefited us, but I think it was the right call.
Yeah. Well, with a 35-21 final, I'm not sure how much of a difference it would have made for Mayfield, but that's my opinion.
Yeah. Well, I think it was big going into half for sure.
Yeah.
I think it helped with the momentum and all that kind of stuff as well.
So talk about winning this at the school where you played. I mean, that's so few guys have that kind of an opportunity.
Yeah, you know, it's a blessing. Obviously, when I came home, you know, we came back 5 years ago. From Henderson, and it was just one of those things where, you know, this is what we were coming home for. I mean, you know, you want to impact kids and you want to do things in your community and you want to, you know, try to bring that pride and winning tradition back, and to be able to do that and kind of fulfill that goal, is pretty special.
One of my favorite stories about this team this year Your receiver, David Walker, he's got 36 catches, 471 yards, 4 touchdowns this season. So he's a big contributor for you guys and has been for the last few years. Now, his dad, of the same name, for you guys who don't know, David Walker Sr., I guess, he played against Mayfield in the 1987 2A state title game. Not only did he play in that game, Daddy David Walker scored the go-ahead touchdown in overtime, and then Mayfield scored in overtime. So now Joe Morris has got the decision, the head coach at Mayfield, to either go for two to try to win it or kick the extra point. So they go and kick the extra point, and David Walker blocks the extra point to win it for Danville 24-23 against Mayfield in 1987. And here you are, David Walker, the son, 3 catches, 32 yards for you guys in that state championship game yesterday.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And it's one of those things. You know who the quarterback in 1987 was?
I do not.
His name is Mike Clevenger.
Wow.
He was my older brother.
Wow.
And he actually drove in from Baltimore to the game yesterday as well. So, no, there's a lot of cool stories like that. We've got, our quarterback, Zach Thornton, his dad and I were the same age and played ball together and won a couple of state championships together. Don Harris, who's our leading rusher,
yeah,
kind of heart and soul. His dad was on that 87 team and 89 team that beat Mayfield in the state championship game. So
it's unreal.
You know, it's so cool.
It's pretty, that part, they did a really good tribute to that. And the Advocate Messenger this week talking about the family tradition and some of that kind of stuff. And so that was really neat this week.
One of the traditions that I've forgotten about, because, it's been a while since you guys won a state championship, but I remember being there for a few of them and, doing a story on biting the state championship trophy. And I had forgotten about that. But for folks out there who don't know, I saw the picture, on social media of you guys biting it. And tell us the story behind biting the state championship trophy.
I don't even know when that started. I guess you could look at the trophy. It started, with one of those late 80s or early 90s teams. We bid it when I was playing in 92 and 94, but we didn't start that. But, I think that the symbolic thing is that as a player, you've earned the right to take a bite, out of that,
yeah,
out of that trophy. And so if you go and you look in the trophy case at Danville High School, a lot of the trophies have bite marks in them. And, it's just kind of a tradition that's lived on.
Leaving your mark, so to speak.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, the biggest set of teeth, I think, on that trophy this year is Demarie Van Cleves. He had 10 carries for 103 yards and 2 touchdowns rushing. He also had 5 catches, 42 yards, and a touchdown receiving. He also had a punt return touchdown. He had a couple interceptions as well, I believe. This guy, Coach Clevenger, I think is flying under the radar as far as Mr. Football considerations, but he gets my vote.
Yep. He's a dynamic football player. He changes the game in so many ways. When you watch a game, kind of in coach's eyes, and you see how he impacts it, when they kick away from him and the field position that creates for you. And, the fact that he can shut down a half the side of the field because people don't want to throw at him, because if you do, then you take the chance of him, intercept. He intercepts the ball on that last play of the first half, and if the intended receiver doesn't trip him up as soon as he catches it, he gets the ball in open field with no time left, and that's a dangerous thing too. So
yeah,
he impacts the game a lot. He's obviously a tremendous football player. He's flying under the radar, in terms of college recruitment, too. I know people are probably a little leery of his size, but, when you can't catch people, it doesn't matter how big you are.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've seen plenty of examples of guys who are maybe undersized and still able to play at that next level.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to get that opportunity, but, I think he could play, at bigger schools than what he's getting the recruitment from right now. And, it just takes a chance. Somebody got to give, people chances. And so many times these college coaches, they overthink themselves at times. You put on the film, you say, who's the best player? And you put on any one of our 30 films from the last 2 years, and it's pretty easy to see.
Yeah, I mean, you think he's Mr. Football, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to trade him for anybody in the state, that's for sure.
Absolutely. What does he run? Do you know his 40 time? Because it must be like 3.5.
I mean, people think that like this is. He went to Pikeville in a one day this summer. He ran a 4.29 hand time. He ran a 4.3 flat at Lindsey Wilson. Then he comes to UK. He runs a 4.39 electronic, which holds up because normally there's about a tenth of a second difference.
Yeah.
You know, when you talk to scouts about hand time versus electronic, and you know he ran a 4.39 and a 4.4 flat electronic, which. You know, it's moving.
Yeah. No, that's moving.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, Coach, have you talked with Sam Harp?
We texted back and forth last night a little bit after the game, and, you know, he was congratulating me. And, you know, it's kind of a little bit of a monkey off your back a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
We've been here for 5 years to be able to do it because, obviously, you know, he did it 7 times. And, you know, but, you know, so, yeah, we talked yesterday a little bit.
And last thing I want to ask you about is you had a quarterback previous years, named Zach Dampier, and Coach Steve Ortmeier, we call him the general manager over here because he was a GM at two different NFL teams, one of the guys in charge of picking the players, and he said of Zach Dampier that he thought he could have played anywhere. And now you have Zach Thornton, who may be better than Zach Dampier. I mean, he's pretty good, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's come a long way, and you know, Zach Thornton is a tremendous competitor. You know, I laugh because he's just one of those kids that he Monday through Thursday he just ticks you off because he's out there and you know you don't think he's paying attention or you don't think, and then Friday he comes on and it's just like he flips his switch and he's the ultimate competitor. And, you know, that really came out yesterday. He goes down second series of the game with a shoulder injury. And at that point, we're reeling. I mean, we throw to Mario back at quarterback, try to do some wildcat, and we go backwards. I think we punt on 4th and 44. Mm. And that's when, you know, really the wheels kind of came off there late in the first quarter and when they took the lead. And then, you know, but he's got a partial separation of his shoulder. He comes back in the game. He probably has 5 or 6 carries there in that last drive to steal the game. He makes plays with his feet and doing all that with a partially separated shoulder. He went to war yesterday, that's for sure.
13 of 17 he wound up for 118 yards and 2 touchdowns. And then he ran the ball for 64 yards as well.
Yep.
Not bad. Hey, well, congratulations. As you said, the monkey is off the back. The head coach of Danville, Clay Clevenger, now has a state championship.
And an undefeated season on top of that.
And everything else is gravy after this.
Yep.
You know, it's a pretty cool story if you have quick time.
And, yeah, go ahead.
And Coach Duffy, in his fifth season was 1984, he went 13-0. And Coach Harps' fifth season was 1992, he was 15-0. And win the state championship. So this was my fifth season. So I guess it was due that we were able to go undefeated and win a state championship.
That is.
It's only fitting.
It's an awesome story. And only at Danville. Because you don't have 3 coaches who in their fifth season win state championships elsewhere. Thanks again. Thanks again. Congratulations.
Congrats, Coach.
All right. Appreciate you guys.
All right. So now that the high school football hour is over, we will. I had to do it. I mean, it's state championship week.
Yeah.
We were Reds Fest all day yesterday, so we had no chance to talk about it. And you got Titletown. I mean, don't you want to hear from Danville and
Titletown?
And Boyle?
I love Titletown.
Yeah. So, but coming up here in about 10 minutes, we're going to talk. We're going switching back to Reds just for a few minutes because we want to tell you about something that's going on this week that you could, if you wanted to hear Marty Brenneman, you could go see him and do that. And we'll take your calls this next segment, too, 381-1313, if you want to get in here. Back with more on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money.
We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Brothers Auto Sales wishes everyone a happy holiday season. Buy with confidence and peace of mind. With 18 years of serving Lexington and Central Kentucky, with over 150 of the highest quality pre-owned vehicles on the lot and ready to go now. We're one of the largest independent dealers in Lexington. We offer the best bank financing with no payments until 2018. Check us out at brothersautosales.com or at 285 East New Circle Road for the easiest car buying experience you will ever have. Guaranteed. As we end 2017 and enter 2018, Brothers Auto Sales wishes you the best for the new year.
Wildcat Moving, the only moving company locally owned and managed by University of Kentucky MBA graduates. Wildcat Moving, ranked number one in Kentucky on Angie's List since 2012. Top 5% in the country, they are trustworthy with a Better Business Bureau A-plus rating. Wildcat Moving pays their movers better than anyone else, so they can recruit and retain the best and the brightest. Happy movers make happy customers. Wildcat Moving, the best in the bluegrass by far. Wildcatmoving.com.
This holiday season, please help Bluegrass Auto Body help our firefighters fill the fire truck by bringing a new unwrapped gift like a remote control fire truck or car to either of our locations, 1040 West High Street or 309 Rusio Way. All year, Bluegrass Auto Body makes trucks and cars like new. Help us help our firefighters make the holidays brighter for underprivileged kids in the Bluegrass. Firefighters do so much for us. Let's do something wonderful for them and fill the fire truck.
How do you see the world?
Ha! At Shriners Hospitals for Children, we know that changing how you see things can turn them into
everyday miracles!
Like riding my bike.
Breaking boards! Ha!
Hugging my mom!
Every day, for over 90 years, Shriners Hospitals for Children has been sending love to the rescue, regardless of a family's ability to pay.
If you know a child we can help, visit ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org.
If you close your eyes, you can almost smell the deep heating medicated ointment.
Woo!
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, I did want to make sure we got in Madison Southern. Just something about them because they played last night in the state championship against Covcath. And Covcath wound up winning 49-13, which was no surprise. Everyone pretty much expected Covington Catholic because they've been the best team in the state outside of Trinity, I think. But it was a game there in the second quarter. It was 20-13. Madison Southern had scored, you know, to cut it to one there in the second quarter, and then after that, it was all Madison Southern. I mean, all Covington Catholic. But what Madison Southern has done has just been pretty phenomenal. If you haven't read like Josh Moore's story on Kentucky.com or Lexington Herald Leader about what Madison Southern has done, because they were 2-29 in the three previous seasons before current coach John Clark took over. You know, and then he had Damian Harris and they had their most wins ever. And then after Harris leaves, you think, well, because when he got hurt, they went like 1-5 after he got hurt. They were 5-0 before he got hurt. And 1-5 after he got hurt, and they got bounced in the first round of the playoffs. And he actually came back and played, but he wasn't himself. He wasn't fully healthy. And so you thought, well, they're Damian Harris. Well, no, they have more wins this year than they've ever had. So they broke their school record before, and they're in their first state championship game in program history. So congrats to Madison Southern on
what a great year.
On a historic season. All right, now to the phones. Marty is on the line. Good morning, Marty. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Good morning, Dan and Mary Jo. How are y'all?
We're good.
Good. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing great on the way to church. Just want to send a shout out to the Franklin Simpson Wildcats. Their coach is me and him graduated together in '87, Bourbon County.
All right.
And he coached his son to a state championship, and it was awesome.
Yeah, well, Franklin Simpson, lost that championship game last year to Johnson Central, like 43-0, and so people didn't expect Franklin Simpson to come in and play the way they did. And, yeah, Franklin Simpson jumped out early and wound up winning the game over Johnson Central for their first state championship since, what, 1980? I think Joker Phillips was on the team the last time they won the state title.
That's correct. I know talked about Danville. I remember going to see Doug coach when I got out of the Army. He was coaching down at Danville's assistant coach.
Yeah.
And so Danville's got ties deep.
That's right. Absolutely. Hey, well, thanks for calling this morning, Marty. Congrats on the win for Franklin Simpson. We appreciate it. We got Jack on the line. Let's get to Jack. I have a feeling, Mary Jo, we know what Jack wants to talk about. He wants to talk about why Ohio State should be the fourth team in the playoff. Right, Jack?
I've been texting Auburn fans all day. I've told them, kids, I know it's like Christmas. It doesn't happen often. It doesn't come around too often. But the idea when you beat Alabama is when you get to the title game, win it.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Otherwise, it does you no good to beat Alabama.
Now you got three losses, and if Alabama gets in today, I've got bragging rights for another year.
So. Yeah. I think that it's got to be Alabama. I hope that the committee doesn't.
I'm going to say something that's going to it's going to sound biased, obviously, because you know me. But if I'm on the committee, you two have probably heard this. Three members have to recuse themselves from the
yes.
when it comes up to Bama and Ohio State.
Right.
That leaves 10, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Nine of which were on the committee last year.
Right.
And this is these nine are the same people that left Penn State out.
Exactly. Yeah.
And Ohio State got hammered by Clemson last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't if the bottom line is the four, quote, best teams, I don't care if there's two for the same conference.
No.
No.
They shouldn't.
that shouldn't ever come into play if we're just trying to get the best teams.
I don't know if you saw this stat or graphic last night on ESPN, but it showed Las Vegas put out what the lines would be if Alabama played Clemson, Oklahoma.
They're all favored.
Yeah, they're favored. Yeah. And everybody else that would be in the playoffs, Alabama would be favored over every single one of them.
And Dan and Mary Jo, they're getting healthy real quick.
Yeah. Oh, they.
Well, and now they've got a, you know, they got a month.
But yeah, they didn't play this week. They've been rehabbing. So it's,
yeah.
You can't ignore. I really thought last night that Ohio State really had to win convincingly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't, obviously.
No.
And you can't turn your back on the fact they have two losses, both of which are blowouts, and one is to an unranked team.
Right.
Yeah. So,
I mean, Jack, that's my thing, is the exact reason why this committee kept out Penn State last year.
Yeah.
Should be the exact reason they keep out Ohio State this year.
Ohio State this year, yeah.
Really, it comes down to you're comparing wins over teams in your conference. I mean, do you think Penn State is better than the people Alabama beat in the SEC, or is Michigan State better, or is Michigan better versus, you know, Bama's wins over Miss State and Ole Miss and Texas A&M and Arkansas and LSU? So it really comes down to that. It shouldn't come down to whether Fresno State's a top 25 win or not. It really is you're comparing the in-conference Big Ten opponents versus the SEC opponents.
I can't remember who it was, but someone, I stayed up till 2 a.m. listening to the radio, and somebody said, do you think they would send, if it is in fact Alabama, do you think they would send Alabama and Clemson out to the Rose Bowl? And I was laughing. I said, you want butts in the seats.
Yeah.
You've got to put both those teams in the Sugar Bowl.
Well, look.
Yeah. Go ahead.
That would be Clemson at one, which they will be. Clemson will be one.
Yeah. Oklahoma,
two.
Georgia, and hopefully Alabama.
But. Yeah.
Look, if Iowa went to Miss State or Miss State went to Iowa, who wins that game? I mean, because Alabama went to Miss State. To me, that's Alabama's Iowa is the game at Mississippi State. And Ohio State had the same chance. I mean, they were loaded for bear at Miss State. I mean, Starkville was.
Right. Well, and they were a ranked team. Iowa was not.
And Iowa was loaded for bear, too. I mean, Iowa was ready to go, and they had that atmosphere, and they overcame. I mean, the Ohio State couldn't overcome that atmosphere.
They didn't even show up. How in the world does Iowa put 55 up on you?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that.
I think regardless of where they go with this, I don't know how you two feel about this. I really think I'm a big proponent, particularly after this chaotic year or past month. You've got to go to six teams quick,
and have a bye.
Have the first two, one and two a bye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Well, yep. ESPN has, what, 18 hours of television to fill today to talk about this, so maybe...
And they're going to tell us, they're going to tell the three of us and your listeners and everybody else in the Western Hemisphere, they're going to tell us nothing we don't know already.
Exactly.
Okay, if I don't speak to you before the holidays, have a great one.
Thank you,
Jack. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
And another friend of the show is on the line. Let's get to him right now. Steve, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
Good morning, Steve.
Heard on the Tennessee coaching search burial. I want to mock that as much as you guys have, I'm sure.
Well, we haven't even gotten a chance to mock it yet.
It is not properly because a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Sweet. Let's mock it then.
Let's go for it.
I mean, here's the thing that worries me if you're a Tennessee fan after everything that happened yesterday. It's like, I almost feel bad for John Curry because I almost get the sense Fulmer screwed him over.
He did.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, like, Mike Leach would have been a good pick for him. Like, I really think, like, he might not have been a bad coach.
No, he would have been a great hire. I mean, I'm glad that they didn't hire him because I was worried that was about to happen. It seemed like it was going to happen. Mike Leach was going to come in, and Mike Leach would make Tennessee great immediately.
He has a pass-oriented offense, and that would fit very well there. And also, he seems like a guy that would respect their history. Tennessee has a very good, very rich football history, and he seems like the type of guy that would absolutely respect that, which the past several coaches I just don't think have. And to me, it's almost like the way they did with Curry, it's almost like he's about to succeed. We need to get rid of him now, you know?
Well, I thought after all they'd gone through, if they get Mike Leach, that's like falling up. You know what I mean? Like, they haven't had to settle. And my assumption is that Phil Fulmer's going to go after T. Martin, right? I mean, I don't...
There's apparently a Les Miles rumor going around big time this morning.
Oh, really? I haven't seen that. I would hire Les Miles in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. The only thing, though, I do, if I have a question mark on Les, because, you know, a lot of the game management style that Butch did drove Tennessee fans nuts. Remember the time clock management?
Oh, my gosh.
Had issues with? Can you imagine the Tennessee fans if that happens to them?
I mean, the stuff that Les Miles has gotten away with, I mean, that's why they call him the Mad Hatter. He has, time and time and again, I mean, there was questions whether he had made a deal with the devil or not. Because of all the stuff he's gotten away with, despite boneheaded decisions or clock management, they still would come out on top. Yes, that Tennessee folks will go insane. I feel like what happened there at Tennessee is that once John Curry did what he did on Sunday and the whole Greg Schiano fiasco and the revolt, and it wasn't just the fan base, like just regular fans. There were like state legislators and stuff that contacted them. We got to do something about this. I feel like they went to Fulmer and were like, okay, we're the people with the money. We're the people that make things happen. Phil, save us. And Phil went, okay, I'll do it. And then he worked all week long to get Curry fired. And finally, when Curry was about to do his best work and hire Mike Leach, they said, get back here. Don't you offer nothing to that man. Come on back. And this guy's only been the athletic director since April. He signed a 5-year deal. And they hired him over Phil Fulmer. So it goes above that as far as mistakes and idiocracy
goes. And there's history with that, you know?
Yeah. So it is just such a mess. I would not want to be the next coach at Tennessee for anything.
I wouldn't, which is why I feel like they almost have to go to T. Martin. And to me, it's a huge mistake that they weren't.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the offensive coordinator at, you know, one of the top 10 teams in the country. I don't know.
It's a mess because, like, I just, you know, on one hand, I was with the fans. I don't think Schiano would have been a good hire. He was he wasn't a sexy pick, you know, considering a lot of the coaches like Les or T. Martin or even Mike Leach.
Yeah.
It's like, man, he's kind of a bland pick. But, I mean, I still wouldn't have liked.
I wouldn't have liked him either, but let me just say this.
Yeah.
I feel really bad for him because this was about football coaching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they made it about the Penn State scandal. And the Penn State thing is the worst thing I've ever heard of in my life in sports. Ever, ever, ever. And I do not believe Greg Schiano was a part of that.
But he was associated, so his name, just his name being on there and there being an affidavit.
Unfairly so, Dan.
Right.
Completely unfairly so, to paint that rock.
But you don't know. But nobody knows if it's true or not. We don't know. It's Greg Schiano's word against another guy's word. That's it.
Well, now,
that's all we know. And when it comes down to two men's words over something that horrible, if I'm Tennessee, I don't want any part of it either.
Yeah.
I just don't even want it around me. I don't want to even answer a question about it.
I just can't. I just think it is awful. They had the Penn State trustees came out and said he's not. He's got
How do they know?
No part of this.
Yeah.
Again, it's one person's word against another. It's just like the sexual harassment stuff. How do you know that woman's telling the truth? Maybe she is, maybe she isn't, but it's their word against the other person's word.
And I'll tell you this, guys, a lot of Tennessee's issues, I have said for years, to come with the way they push Fulmer out. Because when you're getting somebody like Fulmer out, you have to get a good coach in behind.
Mm-hmm.
Look
mm-hmm.
at Kentucky basketball. Adolph Rupp retired. Who did they get after him? Joby Hall. Joby did a great job. Kept, you know, maintained the program's elite status, won an NCAA championship. You know, you're Tennessee, you have to do that. Like, we have to get a good – if we're letting Phil Fulmer go, we have to get somebody great behind him.
Yeah.
You know, to justify it. And they never have. Lane Kiffin was not it.
No.
You know, despite what Lane Kiffin will tell you, he was not it.
I've enjoyed watching him on Twitter this week.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's been hysterical. Because you know what's funny, Mary Jo? We laugh at it, but every Tennessee fan I talked to would have welcomed him back with
yes.
I know, which makes them even more insane.
They still want him, yeah.
It's like he dumped you at the altar, basically. It's
yeah.
Like, welcome him back.
I know. It's just, look, it's like they just want to win, and we don't care, you know? And Lane Kiffin can help us win, so we don't care. But I tell you what, if this climate existed back when Rich Brooks was hired, I have a feeling something close to this could have happened here with people revolting against that, because I personally didn't think it was a good hire at the time at all.
Not at all. God, no.
I don't know anybody did. Yeah.
I didn't know anybody that knew him.
Yeah. Mark Story wrote a real good article this morning in the Herald Leader, a good call about, you know, us Louisville need to kind of learn from this, you know, because, you know, let's be honest, guys, you've heard some fans like, we need to keep Mark Stoops. Does Mark Stoops need to go? And it's like, he's coming off 7-2, 7-win season.
Yeah.
You know, but considering the recent history of our program is an improvement. So it's, you know, Tennessee fans, it's like, they got to calm down from this. When it's like, you can get back to the elite status, but it's not going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Yeah. And it's like the fans are like, we want to be back to elite status now. And it's like, guys, got to build it back.
Yeah.
Bama was down at one point. Look where they're at now.
Yeah, there was there are lessons to be learned from this, but I just watching it all unfold and how Twitter impacted this.
Yeah,
the coaching search is, and the AD. I mean,
yeah.
Just the such a push to get him ousted. I've never seen anything like that in sports.
Yeah,
yeah, and I kind of feel bad for him. After all this week, that's the last thing I thought I would be saying. I felt bad for Curry. But
you know, he completely screwed it up. So
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
You can't screw up football you just can't.
No, he should have stood by his choice. But hey, thanks, Steve. We appreciate
it. Thank you, guys.
All right. Yeah, and I'll say this. I also do not believe that Schiano had anything to do with it. But my only point is that it's there. And so because
it's
there.
But Dan, what I'm saying is, let's not pretend that's the reason they didn't want it.
I think it has a little bit to do with it.
I think it has zero to do with it.
Because if he was hired here, I would not want the football coach at Kentucky to have to answer any questions about that. And it would come up. But it did. It was a social media type of fire that spread.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. But no, I mean,
I think they didn't want him because they didn't think he was a good enough football coach.
I think 75-25. or 80-20. Yes, I'd agree with that. And then I do want to make myself clear on the other thing, like the not sexual harassment. I'm just saying it's one person's word against another, and I'm not doubting any person's word. I'm not taking up for the creeps, okay? I'm just making the point that it's one person's word against another, and that's all. All right, we got to go to break. That's what the Pearl Jam means. Back with more here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Smoking deals
at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters of Lexington, Kentucky.
Going on now. Save on thousands of accessories and services for all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs. See it on the nets, on the streets, or another shop. Smoky Mountain has it. They do more than add on a little extra. They do brakes, ring and pinion installation, and 4x4 repair. A complete tire and wheel shop. Remote car starts at $189. Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters. Smoking deals.
And installed in about an hour. Spray on bedliners, toolboxes, backup cameras and car stereos are at
Smoking Deals.
WeatherTech floor liners, as low as $89. We are more than a bolt-on shop, so don't settle for a little extra when you can get it all done in one place. For holiday gift-giving, gift certificates in all denominations. We have it all at prices better than the local competitors, and we match most internet prices at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters behind Aurora Pools and Spas just off West New Circle.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
The only station in America where the employees need to tape up their ankles.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, if you listened yesterday and you're a Reds fan, you were in for a treat because we were Reds Fest all day, 3 hours. And it was nonstop, though. And
nonstop.
Let me tell you, I think our interview with Marty Brenneman was one of the favorite things I've done in radio. It was just great to listen to him, and we got him to reflect on things, you know, and talk about, his career. And it was fascinating to listen to as well.
I mean, with the possible exception of Joey Votto, there's no one more that we could have had on that show.
Right. Yeah. He was spectacular. We did 30 minutes nonstop.
But I just mean like the whole cavalcade of people.
Right.
I mean,
right.
From the owner, to the president and COO, to the manager, to the gold glove catcher. I mean, we had it all.
So afterward, we got to talking to someone who is who's affiliated with the Lexington chapter of the Reds Hall of Fame. And, of course, the Reds Hall of Fame, if you're a Reds fan, you know, the Reds Hall of Fame is like one of the best Hall of Fames for any franchise organization out there. It's tremendous. Which it should be. It's a big red machine and all that. So, Lexington has a chapter, and this week there's an event, and so we have David Fraley on with us now to talk about that a little bit. Good morning, David. Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. thanks for chatting with us yesterday. So tell us a little bit about the Lexington chapter, what's going on this week, and how people can get involved.
All right, glad to. As part of the Reds Hall of Fame, members and actually even non-members can attend our events. And this Wednesday at 6 o'clock at the Valvoline campus location at 100 Valvoline Way here in Lexington, we're pleased to give you guys an opportunity to hear Marty again. So Marty will be our guest, and he'll be with us for 2 hours to tell stories, take questions, pose for photos, sign autographs. And this is just one of a series of these type of sessions that we provide here, at least 3 to 4 a year, where we'll get a former Red, the Reds historian's been here to talk about the Reds' history. And it's just a great, great venue, if you're a Reds fan or a fan of baseball, just to talk baseball and hear it from an insider's perspective. And our own Doug Flynn, who lives here in Lexington, attends many of these and gives a different perspective and is a great, I would say, just a counter and a good lead-in in terms of stimulating dialogue. And it's just a great, great time. So we're thrilled to have Marty here to join us this week.
When we had Bob Castellini on yesterday, he was talking about how important Lexington is to the Reds organization. And he said almost as important as Cincinnati itself. How would someone get involved if they're a big Reds fan here?
Well, they have a couple ways of doing that. Of course, they can come to our venue, and I'll give you the details on that here in just a minute. They can contact the Reds Hall of Fame directly. Contact Sherry Rowland. That's S-Rowland, R-O-W-L-A-N-D, at Reds.com to find out more about how to join the Reds Hall of Fame. There's numerous chapters. There's one in Lexington, one in Louisville. We think the Lexington chapter is the best, of course. We're biased. we have one in Huntington, one in Portsmouth, Ohio.
Yeah.
And you guys may remember this is huge, huge heart of Reds country.
Yes, absolutely.
And these chapters are popping up and growing, and there's a lot of interest in it. We started with 5 people in July of 2016, and we have about 125, 130 people that we're in regular contact with and invite to our meetings, getting anywhere from 30 to 50 people that come to our chapter meetings each time.
Well, this is a fundraiser for the Reds Hall of Fame, which is a nonprofit, and to be a member, if you're a member, this is a $25 ticket for this thing Wednesday night, and you can join that night, correct? If you're a non-member, it's $40, but you can also join that night, right?
Yes, you can. And if you're a non-member and you join, then the money you paid toward that venue gets reimbursed to you or deducted from your annual membership. Uh-huh. So you can join and take advantage of getting reduced cost to join by attending our Wednesday session.
All right, so Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, Marty Brenneman, Valvoline building off there, over there off Man of War. If you're a Reds fan, you're missing out if you don't go to that.
I can only imagine some of the stories you guys will get to hear.
Yeah.
Be very absolutely.
Cool. We're looking forward to it. You guys care. They see when people can contact me directly.
Okay.
David Fraley, I can give you my number if you'd like. It's 859-619-7093. I'll give you information as well. But you can't go wrong by contacting the Reds Hall of Fame directly. And once again, that's Sherry Rowland, S-R-O-W-L-A-N-D, at Reds.com, or 513-765-7923. And there's a lot of benefits by joining the Reds Hall of Fame. And you get two tickets to a game. It almost takes care of your membership alone.
Right.
There's a series of bobbleheads this year, some great bobbleheads for your collector. So there's a lot of advantages and a lot of perks to being a Hall of Fame member.
Hey, well, awesome. Thanks, David.
Thank you, David.
Great meeting you yesterday, and we appreciate all the info.
Hey, my pleasure, and hope you guys can make it. Love to see you on Wednesday.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, we got to get to another break. Back with more here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show will return after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
It's the geometry teacher who mans the ticket window.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen and store managers who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the graduate who listens to the league championship game on the internet.
It's the parent who sells ads in the school athletic program.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
It's the trainers, equipment managers, and ball boys who never miss a practice.
What makes high school sports here in Kentucky so special?
They do. You do.
We all do.
High school sports, it's the we that every community needs. This message presented by the Kentucky High School Athletic Association and the Kentucky High School Athletic Directors Association.
I've got a terrible stain on my best dress shirt. I was going to wear it on my business trip.
Don't worry. Just take it to Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. They'll get that stain right out.
There's not enough time for that. I leave for my trip in 2 days.
That's still no problem. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in same-day dress shirt service. If you drop your shirts off by 9 a.m., they'll have them ready for you the same day.
Wow. Say, I've got a pair of dress pants that are too long. Do you think they could take care of that, too?
Absolutely. Emperor's Cleaners provides top-notch alteration services.
Well, I guess I better get over there and get this stuff dropped off. Thanks.
You'll be in good hands. Emperor's Cleaners will give your clothes a royal treatment. Visit Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road to keep your clothing looking sharp and stylish. You'll stay dressed to the nines with our royal treatment at Emperor's Cleaners.
Emperor's Cleaners in the Auto Hour Plaza on Richmond Road. Give your clothes the royal treatment.
Think your child might have swallowed the wrong medication, gotten into your household products, had a reaction to a bite or a sting? Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. Save the number. Save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You won't believe the looks we're gonna get you. Extra cool, extra hot, so much better than what you got.
There seems to be a lot of smoke in the air about the best place for auto and truck accessories. Well, that's easy. Truck and Auto Extras. Who needs a gimmick when you have all the major brands, fair pricing, and unbeatable customer service? Some businesses boast about a big sale. Well, at Truck and Auto Extras, you get the best price on major brands every single day. Don't drive north, south, or west. Head east to 1098 East New Circle Road to Truck and Auto Extras.
You won't believe the looks we're gonna get ya. Extra cool, extra hot, so much better than what you got. Go from mild to wild, good to great. Have the hottest ride on the interstate.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-9539. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-9539. That's 1-800-700-9539. 1-800-700-9539.
Magic Vapor Shop is kicking the doors open in Lexington, hopefully by December 1st. It all depends on how things go, folks, and around here, they go pretty good. We've done this a time or two, so if Lady Luck and Mr. Skill show up, we should be open by the 1st of December, maybe the 2nd. It's hard to say right now. Oh yeah, where's it at, man? Off Richmond Road, just behind AT&T, right next to Pizza Hut in the Village Shop Center. 3094 Richmond Road, yep, 3094 Richmond Road, close to Man of War. We're tough to see, hard to beat. Make sure you go to the website and show us the coupon of the month on your phone, and bam, 15% off all December long on everything in the store when you show it to us. Come on in and learn about our magic card. Also gives you an automatic 6% off anything that isn't already at a better discounted price. I think we're going to love it here in Lexington, folks. Magic Vapor Shops are everywhere, and you can find out where online anytime at www.magicvaporshop.com.
You probably don't need to wear pads and a mouth guard where you work.
Stay down!
That's too bad.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So Mark Schlabach, that's how you say it, isn't it? Schlabach?
It's Schlabach.
With ESPN. His final bowl projections are Clemson, Ohio State in the Sugar, which means he has Ohio State in the playoff.
Mm-hmm.
In the Rose Bowl, he has Oklahoma, Georgia. I want to see Oklahoma, Georgia. I want to see that matchup. Make that happen. Give me.
Well, no, I think that happens, yes, right? Because Oklahoma will be two, Georgia will be three.
Yes. That has to happen. In the Cotton Bowl, he has Penn State, TCU. Sounds like a good matchup to me.
Sure.
I like it all right. In the Peach, he has UCF, Auburn. I don't know. In the Fiesta, he has USC, Wisconsin. That should be the dang-gum Rose Bowl, but
that sounds like the.
It is the Rose Bowl every year, but they switch stuff around. I don't know why. Anyway, and the Orange Bowl, Miami, Alabama. Alabama would beat the dog crap out of Miami.
So Miami and UCF should definitely play
in the Orange Bowl,
right?
Miami, UCF.
But if you switch those two, then that puts Alabama and Auburn.
Can't do that.
You can't do that. But I also disagree that it's going to be Ohio State. I think Alabama's going to be in.
Alabama, Clemson in the Sugar. Are you kidding me? Give me that game.
For
the
rematch?
Third year in a row? Yeah. Absolutely. Alabama, Clemson in the Sugar. Oklahoma, Georgia in the Rose. And make that Peach Bowl Ohio State, Auburn. There's your number, 5-6 playing game or whatever. You have the opportunity to do the right thing here.
Well,
don't screw this up.
And I heard my heart's desire, Stu Gotts, on the way in here.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be a reason that the committee put Alabama number 5.
Yeah.
And Ohio State was what, 8?
Mm-hmm.
So how does Ohio State
jump? By beating Wisconsin?
I guess by beating Wisconsin. But if Alabama was right there at 5, and I guess it's because they didn't play, so you don't have another thing to remember them by other than that Auburn game. I don't know.
Well, what time do they do this whole thing? Do you know? I heard it.
I'm sure it starts at 3, and then we don't find out till 7, and then we go over the matchups for another 7 hours.
Well, I can tell you this. We're going to have football on. NFL. At 1 o'clock.
Hey, what's that big 1 o'clock game we got on this?
It is your Minnesota Vikings, Mary Jo, at the same place that SEC championship game was played last night, at the Atlanta Falcons. At 4 o'clock, it's the Rams and the Cardinals. And then at 8 o'clock tonight, it's the Eagles and the Seahawks. That's the schedule on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Right before we go, Jeff, quickly, I'm sorry we didn't get to you too late, but quickly, we just have about a minute or so left.
That's fine. I just wanted to mention real fast. I know you guys probably mentioned it, but Kentucky's great. Kentucky volleyball's great comeback last night against Western Kentucky.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
We talked about that almost 2 hours ago. So get up earlier, Jeff.
I understand. But great. I was really worried when they got down 2-0, but they came back. Great comeback. They played BYU this weekend. Hope the fans come out, and whatever bowl game Kentucky does get, I hope the fans do show up. I'm afraid they won't sell as many tickets. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but
if it's in Nashville, I think they'll sell a ton of tickets.
They should do okay in Nashville. Yeah.
You think that's where they're going to go?
Yeah.
It looks like it's almost for certain going to be the Music
be
City Bowl.
If it's not Music City,
and it looks like because it's Nashville, because it's New Year's Eve weekend, because it's a 3-hour drive from Lexington, UK fans are going to show up. Plus, you can watch the UK Louisville game downtown at like the biggest sports bar ever, which is Broadway Street.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they sell a bunch of tickets. Guys, have a great week.
Hey, thank you very much. All right, thanks, Jeff. Thank you for listening this weekend. It's been a fun one.
It has been a fun weekend.
And we'll talk to you next week on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The body, it is a work of art, an incredible feat of engineering and